I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina ETV Radio here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. It's estimated that 30,000 people in the U.S. have been diagnosed with cystic fibrosis, and half are children. In South Carolina, approximately 200 to 250 children have cystic fibrosis. To talk about this disease and also research efforts in South Carolina is Dr. Isabel Varela Lowell from the Medical University of South Carolina. Dr. Lowell, as director of the MUSC Pediatric Cystic Fibrosis Program, tell us about the mandatory cystic fibrosis screening for all newborn babies in South Carolina.
Cystic fibrosis screening occurs as part of all newborn screening. A sample of blood is taken somewhere in the first 48 hours. And along with screening for things like sickle cell, now we have mandatory screening for cystic fibrosis. The test is about 90 to 95% sensitive. It won't pick up every child with CF, but it picks up the vast majority. And like other screening tests, it's devised not to miss any patients. So there will be some false positive tests. A lot of the children who have a positive screening test won't end up having cystic fibrosis. So it's important to know that it's not diagnostic. It's the first step.
Dr. Lowell says that prompt follow-up testing is essential for any child with a preliminary positive result.
We know that diagnosing CF early helps with nutrition and helps with long-term lung function. So as soon as there's a positive screen result comes back to the pediatrician, they should contact our center to set up the diagnostic testing.
The MUSC Cystic Fibrosis Clinical Trials Program has been recognized as one of the leading programs in the United States. Tell us a bit about the treatment of cystic fibrosis and how it's changed with regards to research in the United States.
Cystic fibrosis care and treatment has changed drastically just even in the last few years. We recently started looking at and developing therapies that actually target the defect in CF. So instead of treating symptoms, we're trying to get at the heart of the disease and fix the problem with the chloride channel that causes CF. We've been able to do this in about 5% of our patients. In these patients, their lung function has increased. They're not in the hospital as often with infections. They are gaining weight much more easily. Now that we've got that 5%, we're looking at trying to expand those medications and looking at different combinations of medications for the rest of the CF population.
Dr. Lowell says that the cystic fibrosis research team at MUSC continues to play an ongoing role in the national research aimed at improving cystic fibrosis treatment and outcomes.
We did a lot of the preliminary clinical trials for the medication here, and we're doing a lot of the trials now looking at expanding the use of that medication and different similar types of medications addressing the chloride channel here. We're very active in clinical research at MUSC. I feel, and Dr. Flume, the adult center director as well, feel that it's our job, our obligation to provide our patients with state-of-the-art care, with the latest care, and to also provide them the opportunity to be involved in clinical trials and in the search for new, better therapies for their disease.
Dr. Lowell, thank you so much for providing this update about cystic fibrosis and also research.
You're welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina ETV Radio.